time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Florence made landfall near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, Friday morning at 7:15 as a Category 1 storm with estimated maximum winds of 90 miles per hour. The storm had already hit some areas hard overnight. In New Bern, North Carolina, emergency officials fielded more than 100 calls from people trapped in their cars or who had water coming into their homes. More than 300,000 homes also lost power. The massive storm with a zone of tropical storm force winds nearly 400 miles wide will slowly drift inland over the weekend. Forecasters say that catastrophic flooding is expected. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo survived a primary challenge from actress Cynthia Nixon. In her concession speech, Nixon said her campaign had fundamentally changed the political landscape in New York.
In our campaign, we took on one of the most powerful governors in America, and it wasn't easy. We had to fight just to get on the ballot. We had to fight just to get a debate. And we started with nothing, and we earned every single vote. And while the result tonight was not what we hoped for, I am not discouraged. I am inspired, and I hope you are too. This race for the Democratic nomination may be over, but the fight for the soul of the Democratic Party is just beginning.
In the closely watched Democratic primary for Attorney General, New York City's public advocate Letitia James beat out three rivals, including progressive Zephyr Teachout. However, progressives dominated contests in the state legislature. Progressive primary challengers effectively ended the Independent Democratic Conference, a coalition of Democrats who conferenced with Republicans to block Democratic control of the state legislature with Cuomo's consent. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has reportedly reached a tentative plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. The reported deal came after Manafort's conviction last month in Virginia on 8 counts of tax and bank fraud and ahead of his next scheduled trial on additional federal charges. CNN's Evan Perez has more.
We're told by a source familiar that Paul Manafort and his legal team are very close to an agreement with the special counsel's office that would resolve some of the charges that he's facing. You know, he's about to go on trial. Jury selection is set to begin on Monday. He's going on trial here in Washington, D.C. on 7 charges that he's facing. We expect that there is going to be a plea agreement that would resolve not only the charges here in Washington, but also the charges that remain outstanding in Virginia. If you remember last month, he was convicted on 8 of 18 charges, so there were 10 that are still remaining, and he could be tried, retried there in Virginia. And so we expect, according to the sources that we've been talking to, that this agreement would resolve both cases in Washington and in Virginia. Now, there's plenty of incentive for Paul Manafort to reach an agreement here. He obviously spares the expense of going through another 3-week trial with all of the expenses that come with that. And we also know that the fact, obviously, that the jury selection is beginning on Monday, you would want to reach an agreement before a jury is seated in that trial.
Senator Dianne Feinstein acknowledged Thursday that she has a document concerning Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh that she has refused to share, despite behind-the-scenes requests to do so from fellow Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Rachel Maddow has more.
The top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, released a short but jarring statement. Quote, "I have received information from an individual concerning the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. That individual strongly requested confidentiality, declined to come forward, or to press the matter further. I have honored that decision. However, I have referred the matter to federal investigative authorities." We reached out to Senator Feinstein's office tonight. They would not provide us any information beyond that statement. News outlets, starting with Ryan Grimm at The Intercept, later BuzzFeed, then The New York Times, The Washington Post, now NBC News, are all reporting that Senator Feinstein first became aware of whatever this information is, thanks to a letter, the New York Times tonight reporting that this letter was sent in July, first to the office of a California Democratic congresswoman, Anna Eshoo. Congresswoman Eshoo then reportedly relayed the letter to Senator Feinstein's office. The New York Times reports that last night, Senator Feinstein told her fellow Democrats on the Judiciary Committee about the existence of this letter and its contents, though she didn't actually share the actual letter. The Times reports that several of these Democratic senators that Feinstein spoke with advised her that she needed to take these claims to the FBI. And now she has done so. The FBI, for its part, says, yes, they received this information, and they say they have forwarded it to the White House to be part of Judge Kavanaugh's background file. NBC News reports late tonight, quote, two sources say the allegation in the letter was sexual in nature. But both sources said the letter writer was not specific in describing Kavanaugh's alleged behavior. One source tells NBC the conduct described in the letter could amount to an allegation of sexual assault or a lesser allegation, and added the individual making the allegation would have to be more specific with law enforcement officials for any investigation to be able to move forward. I got the
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.